Most definitely. I mean, they have a lot of talent on that side of the ball, just not enough footballs. So, you know, we have our challenge. We have a big challenge coming up this week, and, you know, we look forward to it.
What makes TJ and Chad such a dangerous tandem?
The things they do on the field, you just don't teach. You know, you just don't teach things like that. I mean, those are things that are God-gifted, and they go out there and display their talents every game. So we have to be ready.
Carson Palmer with his versatility, I mean, 4,000 passing yards. He can also rush the ball to him if he's got to. What are some of the things you need to look out for?
And he's a Trojan. Remember. And he's a Trojan. Things that we need to do is hopefully something that we can answer come Sunday. I mean, moving, getting him to move his feet, getting him off the spot, making him very uncomfortable in the pocket. You know, obviously, we have to start by stopping a run with Rooney back there. He's a gifted talent back there as well. So they have a 1-2 punch in a run and pass. So, you know, it's going to be exciting to see.
Phil said that with a guy with his size, it's going to be hard to just, you really have to go at him and tackle him if he's going to go down. Are you kind of prepared for that?
Oh, it's hard to, you know, practice against a guy that, you know, is pretty stout back there. But, you know, he's a quarterback and he's a person that we have to go after. He's definitely a key factor.
How much emphasis have you guys put on the red zone defense? There aren't too many negative things to say about the team at this point, but I guess that's one.
Well, we need to go out there and perform better in the red zone. That's just it. I mean, talking about it, how we're going to do it is something that we don't want to hear. We just want to go out there and obviously showcase what we know we can do, what we can do in the red zone. And we haven't been able to do that. And we look forward to going after that.
As a linebacker, how is your job different in the red zone?
How's my job different? It isn't. It's football. You just go out there and, you know, you smack someone in the mouth. Hopefully he's holding on to a ball. Other than that, it's just going out there playing football and just, you know, playing your gaps and being disciplined at what we were doing. So we haven't been able to do that, and hopefully it will change this week. So we look forward to that.